It's amazing how many people volunteer for missions who've never done any ministry at home. It's essential for all missionaries to have extensive ministry experience at the home front before venturing into cross-cultural missions overseas. If it doesn't work at home, don't export it. It's extraordinary how many people come to you. They've never done Sunday school. They've never done street evangelism. They haven't done Muslim evangelism in their hometown. But now they think they can go across the world and do evangelism in the Nuba Mountains of Sudan or something. No. Work hard at church. Work hard in your local area. If you haven't ministered in Jerusalem, you're not ready to go to Judea. You're not ministered in Judea, you're not ready to go to Samaria. If you can't do Samaria, you're not ready to go to the uttermost parts of the earth. We're meant to work Acts 1 verse 8. Outgoing ripples. Start at home. Perseverance is also important. Obstacles abound. Frustrations, disappointments, and discouragements are occupational hazards and a part of our job description. Missionaries need endurance, a willingness and a capacity to suffer hardships, discomfort, opposition, and worse. Sacrificial service is more eloquent than many sermons. It's not so much what you say as what you do. It really counts. Now, Frontline Fellowship has pioneered missionary work in war-torn Mozambique and Angola in the 1980s and in Islamic Sudan since 1995. During this time, we smuggled over 650,000 Bibles and Christian books in 26 languages into Sudan alone. And we've trained many thousands of pastors and teachers and chaplains and medics in restricted access areas just in Sudan, not even counting what we've done in the Congo or Nigeria and other places. Putting feet to your faith is key. The Great Commission course has been designed by our mission as a uniquely practical missionary training program. And the first part of our Great Commission course is often held at a campsite in a forest on a mountain or by a lake in a nature reserve. And it's designed for those who desire to be innovative and effective in cross-cultural evangelism and discipleship. If you want to see behind the scenes what's actually involved in cross-cultural missionary work, particularly in areas where Christians are persecuted for their faith, then the GCC can be for you. Our Great Commission courses, beginning of each year in January, are intensive. They're followed up with intensive training courses with daily outreaches and practicals and hands-on ministry in townships and prisons. Do you want to change your world? If so, you need life-changing training, such as at the Great Commission course, which seeks to introduce people with the theme of reclaiming the nations for Christ and putting feet to our faith. So these are just some pictures, slides, getting ideas, discussion groups, and the Bible studies, and the ministry. Every morning starts with PT, women's PT, and men's PT. Of course, the men's PT is meant to be stricter and tougher, you would think. But actually, women's PT is sometimes very, very high standard. We start our day by stretching muscles, push-ups, sit-ups, arm raises, more push-ups, lots of push-ups, wear the people out, obstacle crossing. Obstacles are only there to be overcome and for us to get the idea of how to overcome it. How do you get across a river? Teamwork, making a raft, being able to get across rivers, find ways of teamwork again, races, the men's team against the women's team, who can be faster, who can get the things together quicker, can you work together, paddle together. All of this is part of teaching us to work as a team, that we can overcome obstacles, make fires, make shelters, organize whatever's got to be done. Obstacles, races, being willing to get dirty, muddy, wet, yep, stretching high. All of this is part of a Great Commission course. We want to get our people able to endure, to overcome, and also teamwork, working together. And winning teams, Great Commission, running, relays, races. This is my son Calvin, who's come here quite a few times in the past. You know, does a lot of running. And, of course, pulling up. Push-ups, this is for who could get the most. Sit-ups, running, races, relays. Time and again, different teamwork. We have all ages, self-defense, knowing how to be able to take people down, defend yourself, sword fight, sing, worship, Bible drill. Bible drill is important. That we know a lot of the scriptures off by heart, that we can find a way to any passage in the scripture fast. And so we have competitions, guest speakers, people from all over the world, in order to train people in missions and to be able to effectively be able to know how to disciple the nations. This brother's come from Nigeria 3 different times to our courses. And from all over the world. This is the commissioning of John, one of our mission workers, after his training, which was actually something in the region of 6 years. He was doing quite a few things during that time. Now he's a missionary of Frontline. Some of our delegation came from America on that particular occasion. So it's important that we know evangelism, that we know how to present the gospel in a way that can be understood by even the youngest people, school evangelism, open-air ministry, way of the master, 10 commands-based evangelism, doing scenarios of how to win people on the streets. You all know, I think, Small Paul, Paul Young, the Chalk Talk artist. He's been here before. Those of you second years will remember him. And getting onto the streets, so important that we get onto the streets and we do personal one-on-one evangelism, that we seek to win people to Christ on the streets. We can't wait for people to come to our churches. We've got to go to them. So that's just one of the programs, the Great Commission course, where we seek to train the people. These are more recent ones. Teamwork. There's lots of holes in a pole. You've got to fill the pole. First one to get the pole to push the ball of the ball that's inside it out gets to go swimming. And of course, we've got the races. Teamwork, that's the main thing. Bible drill, scripture evangelism, music ministry, able to work. Ah, now this looks familiar, doesn't it? Looks like, there we go. Yeah. Well, we do push-ups all over. So, obstacles are only there to be overcome. And so we want to get people out of their comfort zone to be able to reach and stretch and to do what they didn't think was possible and be willing to get dirty. And to be willing to go and handle and face and confront what you wouldn't normally be able to. Hit the mark. Archery. And, of course, wildlife. Getting to know different parts of God's creatures. How would you like 5 owls on you? Yeah? And, yes, this is a python. And, yeah. Get out of your comfort zone. Be willing to recognize the different creatures God's made. And yes, we interact with big cats. Now, our mission is a literature mission, first and foremost. So we get lots of literature. We get sometimes 10, 11, 12 containers a year. That is 18 tons in a 20-foot container that we've got to offload by hand. And the literature that comes here or goes into the field is some of our team. So that we can hike. Climbing mountains is a major part of any of our courses because mountain climbing is so much of what we've got to do. It's a good picture for discipleship. You don't get to the top of Tabor Mountain in one step or one jump. It takes thousands of steps. And our Christian discipleship is the same. Conquering mountains, pilgrim's progress, lifting up the Lord high on the banners, and then getting into the marketplaces, doing street literature evangelism, one-on-one personal evangelism, sharing the gospel, making a stand against evil, such as in Cape Town we have parliament, so we can go and protest against their policies that are evil, like abortion. Abortion is murder. Outside the abortion clinics, preaching the gospel, open air. Here he's got a PA system in order to confront these people with the fact that abortion is a national sin. God will not bless a nation that murders its own children. A person is a person no matter how small. Abortion stops a beating heart. And sidewalk counseling outside an abortion clinic, going into the waterfront, sharing the gospel with people. I think some of you may recognize Al Baker. Yes. He's been here before. Small Paul, open air preaching. We are regularly going into shopping malls, setting up tables and offering people a free Bible or DVD if they will answer these questions, spiritual well-being survey. So we ask people questions. Would you consider yourself to be a good person? How many of the 10 commands can you remember? Have you ever told a lie? Have you ever stolen anything? Have you ever looked with lust? Have you ever hated somebody? And we challenge people to think according to the Ten Commandments, where the master questions, evangelism explosion questions. If God was to ask you, why should I let you into my heaven? What would you answer? How can a holy God allow sinful people like you and I into his heaven? How can we be made right with God? Radio ministry. Many people who come to our course have never been on the radio before, but everyone gets on the radio who comes to our courses. Opportunities to preach, teach, give testimonies on radio. Film evangelism is key. We've got to know how to set up the Jesus film kit, get out there, show the films, and to do township evangelism, ministering with the children, getting to know them, being able to do children's plays and actions on the ground, teaching them to sing, going through gospel presentations, counseling, answering questions, challenging people. All of this is part of getting people out of their comfort zones out onto the streets. I think here you can see, right in the middle, General Mulder and Tony Oriza. There they are at our last Biblical Worldview Summit earlier this year. This is our team who finished the Great Commission course earlier this year. Always more people started than finished. So our next Biblical Worldview Summit's 4th to the 9th of January. Next Great Commission course from the 4th to the 23rd of January. Those who come to the Great Commission course also do the Biblical Worldview Summit first. So, our vision is to reclaim Africa for Christ. You will get on our website a lot of audios, sermon audio lectures, recorded, even the ones I do here. We'll put later on our sermon audio file. We've got over 540 of our lectures and audios on sermon audio. We've got on our, if you use Facebook, we've got a lot of social media posts. We put links to many different things, videos, audios, PowerPoints, articles. This article is also in the Great Commission Manual, which I must find out who's got the keys to the store that we can get the literature, the books I brought to you, or I should say I sent up with Hunter because he drove, I flew. So I couldn't bring all of the books with me. We've sent them ahead. In your library, we've got many of these audio cassettes and videos of previous Great Commission courses, the books, manuals, Muslim Evangelism Workshop, and so on. So you've got many of these resources already here that you can use on many different occasions to help us in our work in evangelism.